This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbados recorded its 17th homicide for the year as a man was fatally shot in the Ivy St. Michael. Meanwhile, a man is in critical condition following a shooting in Grisette's St. Michael. Fishing industry gets $2.93 million US dollar boost for post-barrel recovery. U.S. tariffs expected to increase the cost of materials imported by Kaduma bands, but band leaders say there will be no costume price hike. And U.S. President Donald Trump freezes $2 billion U.S. dollars in Harvard funding after university rejects demands. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Barbados has recorded its 17th homicide for the year as a man was fatally shot in the Ivy St. Michael. Police say they received a report around 4:30 p.m. and on arrival, the motionless body of a male was found. Reports indicate that the man was socializing outside a house when two men who were wearing masks approached and discharged a number of gunshots, injuring the now deceased. He ran and fell along 8th Avenue Ivy, where he succumbed to those injuries. The deceased has been identified by his grandmother as Omari Jordan. She remembers him as someone who was loving, even though he had his challenges.
He's my first grandson, and he's the first person in my whole family that ever been in this kind of thing. And because, to tell the truth, he's on a gun charge right now. I'm bail on a gun charge, right? But he was trying. Omari, to me, Omari's not a bad guy, but he's very hostile. But he's loving to his family, to his sisters, because he's the only son his mother have. All right? She got four girls and one born. And Mahela, which is the last of his mother's children, her birthday is today. So he died on her birthday.
Grandmother of Omari Jordan. Residents in the area have mixed views about the community, but share the sentiment that crime in the area must be addressed.
I trying to get out of here, boy. I trying to move out of here as soon as possible. As soon as I get another house, they gone. I tell them, they say, the youngsters ain't easy. I trying to move out of here as soon as possible. I know to my girls, so they're shooting here. They're fighting and robbing and thieving. Ain't easy. And it's the youngsters, 12, 15, 18, 20. Any more older than that. Youngsters, man.
The Ivy is a relatively safe place to me. I live in the Ivy all my life. I have never had this type of experience. I know that things go on, right? But if you really investigate, right, you will see that the issues in the Ivy comes from one or two places. They're not widespread that way. It's just, it is people who mainly have issues with each other.
Residents of the Ivy St. Michael. Meanwhile, a man has been hospitalized in critical condition after being shot multiple times at Grisette's St. Michael. The police say officers at the Black Rock Police Station responded to a report of a man being shot at Parkinson Road, Grisette's St. Michael, about 4:30 p.m. Investigations revealed that the victim was standing outside his residence along with other people when two masked men approached and discharged a series of gunshots, injuring the victim in the process. He was taken for urgent medical attention in a private motor car. Police Communications Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite, following both incidents yesterday, spoke to Starcom Network News and made a special appeal to Barbadians.
I want to make an appeal to our brothers and sisters in Barbados to let's have a heart. Let's put down those guns. Let's find different ways to resolve our conflict. Let's have a conversation with each other. Conflict resolution is key to solving our problems. We must be able to have conversation with each other. And I want to make that appeal to family members, to mothers, to fathers, to aunts, to uncles, grandmothers and grandfathers, neighbors. Have this conversation with our young men and women. Ask them, please, to find other ways to resolve their conflict. Because these measures certainly will not work. We must all live in this country together. We must all live as a family. And we have to ask our young people to desist from such activities.
Police Communications Officer, Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite. Barbados's fishing sector is receiving a major injection of funds to help it recover from the devastating impact of Hurricane Beryl last year. The $2.93 million U.S. dollar Barbados Coastal Fisheries Resilience Project was officially launched yesterday. It's being led by the United Nations Development Program in partnership with the government of Japan, which is funding the project, and the government of Barbados. The funds will be used over the next year to support the rebuilding of the sector. UNDP resident representative for Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, Limia El Teb, outlined key interventions under the project.
So not only will we rebuild physical infrastructure, we will also provide essential equipment and emergency communication. There will also be capacity building, and there will also be business continuity and operations continuity as part of the components. In specific, there will be a travel lift for the Barbados Fisheries Complex, which will be able to haul boats of 52 tons. There will be improved communication packages on board for the fisher folk. There will also be ice machines for the fishing vendors and processors, who are mostly women. And there will be conceptual designs for the Bridgetown and Oystings complexes that can be the nurture for a bigger intervention, hopefully.
UNDP resident representative for Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, Limia El Teb. Minister of Environment, National Beautification and the Blue Economy, Adrian Ford, praised the partnership, highlighting its importance in building resilience and improving the livelihoods of those who depend on the industry.
We also say that in order to be able to attract and have efficient catch, that there must be technology that is able to identify the fish stock, even far underneath the bottom of the ocean. Again, thanks to your technology that will be given. And then with your boat building skills to be able to input that knowledge, we are truly grateful for that. And I'm very excited to look forward to the travel lift and the ability to be able to have those boats out in record time as we look to build a harbor that is safe, that is efficient and effective in its purpose.
Minister of Environment, National Beautification and the Blue Economy, Adrian Ford. U.S. tariffs are expected to increase the cost of materials imported by Grand Cadumat bands, but President of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders, Brian Worrell, says there will be no increase to masqueraders. Many of the raw materials used for carnival costumes by bands in Barbados and across the Caribbean are manufactured in China and purchased out of the United States. Tariffs imposed by the Trump administration on Chinese goods, along with shipping fees, are expected to drive up the cost of items made in China that are sourced via the U.S. Mr. Rowell has been speaking to Starcom Network News about the implications of the U.S. move.
The implications for the bands then would be that they would have to absorb any additional tariffs. The bands would have to absorb it because the prices have already been set. So unless you have an alternative way of shipping to avoid the tariff implications that can maintain your estimated cost, then you would have to absorb whatever losses, you know, come due to the tariffs. Thus far, suppliers are notifying, you know, their customers about the increase so that they would be aware that if they ship out and there would be an additional tax on their items landing in the U.S. because many, not only band leaders, but many other business people that ship out of China have warehouses that stay in Miami.
He says there'll be no price hike for masqueraders, at least not this year.
As soon as we talk about pricing or anything to do with cost, people automatically think that we are going to charge them more. I want to make it clear, we are not stating that bands will be charging more to customers this year because of the tariffs. It is that the bands will have to absorb that loss because the prices have already been set. So I want that point to be very clear.
President of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders, Brian Worrell. And finally, the Trump administration has said it is freezing more than $2 billion U.S. dollars in federal funds for Harvard University just hours after the elite college rejected a sweeping list of demands from the White House. The Department of Education said that Harvard's statement reinforces the troubling entitlement mindset that is endemic in the nation's most prestigious universities and colleges. The Trump administration sent Harvard a letter on Friday that added a list of requirements it says were designed to fight anti-Semitism on campus, including changes to its governance, hiring practices, and admissions procedures. Harvard strongly rejected the demands in a letter yesterday. Recapping the headlines. Barbados recorded its 17th homicide for the year as a man was fatally shot in the IV St. Michael. Meanwhile, a man is in critical condition following a shooting in Grisette's St. Michael. The fishing industry gets $2.93 million US dollar boost for post-barrel recovery. US tariffs expected to increase the cost of materials imported by Kaduma bands. And US President Donald Trump freezes $2 billion US dollars in Harvard funding after the university rejects demands. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. Carol Taupin, good morning.